Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Davav, and we're going to talk about what happens when one finds chametz on Pesach. What is the halacha? So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav, Hamotzi chametz bebeiso b'yantif. If somebody finds chametz in their house on yantif, kofel av as a kli. You have to put a kli over it, cover it up. Why? Why kofel av as a kli? Rashi, de lo chazi l'totule va'afuke. You can't move it. The chametz is muksa on yantif. Umiyu, but bal yira lo avar. But you're not going to buy the bal yira. The batle beli be meyasmo, because you already were mevatel. Tabrina la kamana bird der shorok shivata belibo. Anybody who checks has to be mevatel. Ela mishum shelo yishkat v'yochlenu tzara kafias kli. You have to put a bowl over it because you don't want to come to eat it because you see chametz in your house. So therefore, as a safeguard, you put a kli on it. Amar Rava, imshal hekdeshu. If it's chametz of hekdeshu, no tzarech. My time of mivdal bedili minei. So then you're not going to worry about it because people are scared of hekdesh and they will stay away from it. Amar Vida Marav. Similarly, chametz shel nachri oslam mechitz asar atvachim mishemeker. Chametz of a nachri that a Jew was not makabel achrayas, and therefore there's no iser shahia. You put a mechitza there so that you don't come to eat it. Good, this is the Gemara. The big problem that all the Rishonim deal with is that what we just said on yesterday's daf. We have a Gemara on daf hey, we have a Gemara on daf vav, and there seems to be an implicit stira amongst them. What would happen on daf hey? Daf hey, Rabbi Akiva says that tashbisu cannot be mean on the first day of Pesach, because tashbisu means destroying your chametz, burning your chametz, and you're not allowed to burn your chametz on yantif. So therefore, it can't mean the first day of Pesach. It must mean Erev Pesach. And Rava said, Shema min atlas, we learned three things from Rabbi Akiva. What's number one was, Ein bi'ir chametz ela b'sreifa, he must hold that you have to burn your chametz. Number two, Havara l'chalek yatzas, we spoke about that last year. And Shema mina lo amrinan, you don't say the principle of mitoch. Ho'el v'hutra, var l'tzarech, hutra namish lo l'tzarech. We know the principle of ochal nefesh, the Torah gives the heter of ochal nefesh, and as an extension of that, we say mitoch, since the certain malachas are mutter mishamachal nefesh, they're mutter shalom mishamachal nefesh. So Rabbi Akiva must not hold of that, and that's why he says you can't burn your chametz on Pesach. He must reject the principle of mitoch, right? So the the question now is, but if you hold a mitoch, what's mashma from that gemara? Then you would be able to burn your chametz on Pesach. We do hold of mitoch. So the question all the Rishonim ask is, so why can't you burn your chametz on Pesach? Right, why do we say kovala vasakli? You should be able to burn it. Isn't that mitoch shuchel tzara choshanam mishlo tzara chachal nefesh? So that is the question that we showed him deal with. The first approach, maybe the easiest approach, but it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, is the Maram Chalava. The Maram Chalava here, this gives a different shot of all the other Rishonim. After all, he says, how could Rabbi Akiva reject Beis Hillel? Right, if we look back at the principle of mitoch, the source of that principle is the Gemara in Beitza, the Mishnah and the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Yud Beis, where the Mishnah says on the top of Yud Beis and Aleph, Beishamay Omrim, Ein Motzien Loas HaKatan, V'Loas HaLulav, V'Loas HaSefer Torah, L'Rosh HaZarabim. One is not allowed to carry out a child, or a lulav, or a Sefer Torah, to outside Hotza on Yantif. One is not allowed to do that. U'Beis Hillel Matirin, and Beis Hillel allows one to do it. What is this machlokas based on? So the Gemara says maybe it's based on whether the issue of hotzah specifically applies to yantif or not. And the Gemara rejects that and says, no, really, the machlokas is about mitoch. Mitoch, everybody agrees, even Meshameh agrees that you're allowed to do malachas mishum ochal nefesh on yantif, right? That is a pasuk in Chumash. But beyond that, can you do malachas beyond ochal nefesh? Do we say mitoch shehutra, havara, or hotzal etzarech, hutchanami shalal etzarech? That's the machlokas b'shamay Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says yes, you're allowed to. He holds to the principle of mitoch. There is an interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here. Do you need any type of tzarech? Any type of tzarech? Can you do it shalol etzarech klal? Fine, hutcha shalol tzarech ochal nefesh. But do you need any tzarech? That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says midaraisa, no. Midaraisa, you don't need any tzarech. Midarabanan, you need a davar shel tzarech. Tosfos argues on Rashi, Tosfos here, Tosfos elsewhere. The davka bo'tza sheish but tzarech yantif ksas. Amrina mitoch shutcha l'tzarech yantif to kol ochal nefesh mutar hutcha nami shalol tzarech ochal nefesh. Hol vi'ika tzarech miksas sheish tzarech yantif. Aval shalol tzarech yantif klau. But if it's not Latzarach Yantav at all, Vandai Dasar Minatora. That's Asar, and that's why the Gemara says later on, Ofim Yantav Lechol, if somebody bakes from Yantav to weekday, Motzi Avan and Beleka, Lotzarach Ochal Nefesh, Losimchas Yantav, Chai Midaraisa. It's Chai Midaraisa. They only argue about Tzarach Yantav Ksas. Kagon, Katan, Lamulo, Da Mitzvah, Nikre, Tzarach Yantav. says Tosfos. A katan for a bris milah. Velula latesbo b'sefer Torah likrosbo. V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel holds that these are all mitzvos. Aval says Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam pirush delaf dafka katan lamula. Do adish shel olam mula d'shari gam l'tiul. Right, just to take him out for a walk. The Ashkacha Nami, the Misakim Bekadur, Shkrapodi, play with a ball. Afagab the Leke Elatiyul. So, Machlokes Rishonim, whether you need Tzorech Mitzvah or not Tzorech Mitzvah, but that is, or any Tzorech at all. Rashi says you don't need any Tzorech at all. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say that you need a Tzorech Mitzvah, and Rabbeinu Tam, and Rov Rishonim say that you need some Tzorech Sas. But either way, with that background, ask the Maram Chalava. So, Beis Hillel is the one that holds a Mitoch. So if Beis Hillel holds a mitoch, so how can Rabbi Akiva argue with Beis Hillel? So the Pasha says that he does. Pasha says that he seems to argue in this case. The Maram Chalava says no. He has a rereading of the entire Gemara. When the Gemara said earlier, Rabbi Akiva rejects mitoch, he does not mean that he rejects the principle of mitoch and does not hold like Beis Hillel. He means that he rejects mitoch in this regard, and Beis Hillel himself would reject mitoch in this regard. Why? Because there's not enough of a tzarech here. What's the tzorech? Says the Maram Chalava, you need a tzorech hayom. You need some physical pleasure. Tzorech mitzvah is not enough. There are some Rishonim. What's the tzorech? Right, let's see, hold like Tosfos. Right, you need a tzorech. Alit tzorech hayom tzasa. What's the tzorech here? So if you look at Rabbeinu Peretz, here Rabbeinu Peretz says, the tzorech is that you're not going to violate by Rabbi Matzai. And that would be the tzorech, and therefore if he would hold the mitoch, you wouldn't be able to burn it. Or the Rabbeinu David says, not Dafka a tzorech of preventing by Rabbi Yimatze, but it's tzorech of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. I'll read you the words of Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says, "V'havaras chametz nami l'man da'amar chutzah shlolo tzorech muteres he shetzorech hayomi shezmana he beyom ze." The zman is today. That's the zman of this mitzvah. So there is a tzorach, but Maram Chalava says maybe there is no tzorach. You don't look at spiritual tzorachim. There's a Ramban in Shabbos that seems to say that no, spiritual tzorachim are not tzorach ochel nefesh. That's not a tzorach, and therefore that's how the Maram Chalava reads our Gemara. Doesn't mean that he rejects mitoch, but if you would hold a mitoch, you would be able to burn your chametz. He rejects mitoch here because everybody would reject mitoch here because it's not enough of a tzorach. Not enough of a tzorech hayom. That is the shita of the Maram Chalava. But that's not what Rov Rishonim say. So what are other answers? Meaning, assuming that we say that burning chametz on yantif is a tzorech hayom ksas, to prevent Bal Rabbi Yimatzeh, to fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu, whatever it is. So then we have the question of, why can't you burn it on yantif? Why does the Gemara say on today's daf, kofel lav as a kli? It can be kofel, you have to turn over the kli so you don't come to eat it. Why can't you just burn it? So, four other approaches in the Mefarshim. Rashi. We just read Rashi. We just glossed over it. But Rashi says, maybe you already did Bittul. You already did Bittul. That's why it's not a Tzorech Hayom. If you already did Bittul, so then there is no Bal Yerah Bayimatzeh. That's what Rashi says. Da Batle Belibe Meyesmo. And this is what the Hagos Maimonios also suggests on the Rambam. You are Mavatel it already. And therefore, it's on Perek Gimel Halacha Ches of the Rambam. V'im tomar yivarenu bimkomo, to amar lei l'rebi yosi mitoch shutra havar l'tzarech, bepera kamba d'ksubis, yeish lomar t'achamay shebit lo, v'lo avar ala b'shal bal yirabay yamatzei, af im lo yivarenu, v'ana b'inan shete avar l'tzarech asei. That is the l'tzarech ksas, b'shem yiva. So that is a second idea, your mavata l'belibo. The problem is that if you look at the Rambam does not mention anything about bittul. The Rambam should say, the Rambam is telling you the halacha. The Rambam should say, if you mevatel it, then you can just be kofel lav asakli. And if you are mevatel it, so then you're allowed to burn it on yantif. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam holds a mitoch. So that's what the Magen Mishnah points out, that the das rabbeinu lafia nire lafarsha afilu below bittel. V'yafal pikin enu yachol l'sarfo b'yantif. V'lo lafaru v'lezarosa l'ruach. Right? So the question is, why not? But that's the one answer. One answer is you can't do it because it's not a tzarech at all. Maram Chalava. Number two is Rashi that gosma mani yos you mevatel it. Number three, the Ritva. The Ritva here gets another beautiful answer. The Ritva says, there's a difference. There is a tzorech mitzvah, but the question is it a mitzvah bismano or a mitzvah shalom bismano? On Daf Hey, we were in the Havamina that Tashbisu was on the first day of Yontif. What was Rabbi Akiva Svara? If Tashbisu means the first day of Yontif, well, that's a malacha, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do it because it's violating Yontif. But, and therefore, if he held a mitoch, he would allow it. But that was when we thought that the mitzvah was that day, Tashbisu. So a mitzvah bizmana, that can be done. That's a tzarach hayom. What about the rest of Yontif? The rest of Yontif says the Ritva. It is a tzarach, but it's a tzarach that you should have taken care of. You found chametz on Pesach. So, l'chadchila, you should be destroying chametz on Pesach? No. You should be destroying it, you should have destroyed it before Pesach. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, it's a mitzvah shelo bizmana. A mitzvah shelo bizmana, that's not strong enough to be docha, even using mitoch. It's like a mila bizmana, mila shelo bizmana. He borrows those terms. That's the beautiful idea of the Ritva. Daf hey is tashbisu when it was Nechshav a mitzvah bizmana, and therefore it would have been docha using mitoch. Davav of an aleph is a mitzvah shelo bizmana. You found chametz on Pesach, and therefore that's not going to be strong enough. Says the Ritva. V'hachanami diilo. I'm sorry. V'kamaduch tividinu diilo lebeis hillel kulu malachas sharyan b'mitoch. Beis hillel would allow mitoch. V'hachanami kiva dihi mitzvah shezmana biyantif chashav lemishre b'mitoch. The Dahabi Kululav Latsespo, the Sefer Torah Likrospo. It's like a mitzvah of the day. It's like a lulav. It's like a Sefer Torah. Miyuhashta, the Kaimalan to Beer Beadalid, but now, Lamaskana that we hold. That the mitzvah of Tashbisu and Beer is on the 14th. Hecha de Avar, Velo Bitel, Velo Badak, Ein Lasarfo Beyantif. If you were not Mevatalid and you weren't Bodek, so you still can't burn it on Yantif. Why? The Kiva Digia Zmana Mitzvah Kodem, because the mitzvah's time already passed. So it's like a Kamila Shalom Bizmana, which is not Docha Yantif. Fascinating. He quotes the Yerushalmi. I told this answer to Mori Harav, which usually means Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashba, my Rebbe, and they agreed to my words, v'shalo kedas rabim, unlike other Rishonim who give other answers. But again, that is Ritva. What's fascinating about the Ritva, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein points this out in his Sefer on Psachim, that he calls Tashbisu on the rest of Yontif a Mila Shelo Bizmana, a Mitzvah Shelo Bizmana. I might have said, what does the Torah say? Vayom HaRishon Tashbisu Sa'or Mi Bateichem, Bimash Bisar, and we move that up from Yom Rishon to Erev. But what about the rest of Yontif, when you have to destroy Chametz the rest of Yontif? I would have said that that's not a Mitzvah at all. That's just a prevention of Baal Yerah Bayamatzeh. You don't want to violate having chametz in your house, and therefore you have to destroy your chametz. But it's not a mitzvah, shelo bizmana, it's just preventative. What does the Ritva call? The Ritva calls Tashbisu, the whole Yontif, as a mitzvah, shelo bizmana. Which means, he seems to be saying that there are two mitzvahs of Tashbisu. There's mitzvah Tashbisu independent, that's Erev Yontif, and that's a mitzvah that say bizmana. And then there's a Tashbisu, it doesn't say in the Torah, right, Tashbisu, the rest of Yantif. There must be a second level Tashbisu that flows from the Isser, that flows from the Baal Yerah Bayamatzeh. And that applies the whole Yantif, but that's considered a mitzvah shelo bizmana. And that's why it wouldn't be allowed on Yantif to burn the chametz, even with mitoch. So that is the Ritva's suggestion. How to put the two Gemaras together, Daf Hei and Daf Vav. Number three. Number four. The fourth suggestion, Tosfos Exubis. Tosfos Exubis says, you know why you can't burn the chametz? Muksa, you can't move the chametz. You can't move the chametz. The assumption was that you couldn't burn it bimkomo. It's in the house, you're not going to burn the whole house down. So you have to take it out and bring it to the place where you're going to burn it. And that's why, it's muksa, that's why you can't burn it. Then the Kesef Mishnah deals with this. The Tosfos Parakamet Exubis. Kesef Mishnah Paragimah Alacha Ches Avilkas Chametz Umatza. Tirtzu de la Ola Bishalo Bedlo Yor Mevatalit Umay de lo Sharina Lasarfo Mishum Mitoch Hainotami Mishum de Asir Lasarfo Midrabanan Mishum Muksa de Asir Lataltalo. So ask the Kesef Mishnah. Vikasha. V'chashli al divrehem. V'chi mishum isura derabanan shamridan le lahashhoso. V'lavra lo v'bal yorabay yamatzei. There's an isid rabanan amuksa. But there's an isid araisa v'bal yorabay yamatzei. So how can you say, oh, you don't want to move it, you don't want to violate muksa, because, you know, you can't do muksa. But on Rabbi Yimatze, you didn't warm a vatalit, he's staring at you in the face. How could you say that the Rabbanan beats the Daraisa? So, there are some Rishonim that say, of course not. There are some Rishonim that say, you're right. If you look in the Me'iri here says, you're right, if you warn mevatalit, then by Rabbi Yimatze overrides muksa. The Me'iri says, if you weren't mevatalit, dochin iser tiltul. You push off the iser of tiltul, lohot sio, kideshalo yavar, lavar rabbi matze. So the Miri says, beferish against, like the Kesemish's kasha. Right? If it was low bitel and he's staring at Baal Yerah Bayamatzeh Daraisa in the face, so then you can violate the Isra of Muksa. But the Kesef Mishnah is trying to explain Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says that Muksa wins. So why does Muksa win? So that is his two suggestions. Number one, V'yesh Lomar, he says, T'chachamim asu chizik l'divrehem. Number one, maybe the Chachamim or Mechazik, sometimes the Rabbanan, to take their dinim seriously, they give it the strength of a Daraisa. So you're right, even though this is the Rabbanan, this is Daraisa, this is an example of the Rabbanan giving strength to their dinim. Number one, Va'od, but then he says, no, to Ilulav, Isser Muksa, to violate the Isser Muksa, Tzarech Kum Asay. That would be an active Kum Asay to violate. V'lav, Rabbal Yera'eh, B'shev Al Tasa. Bal Yera would be passively not touching it, not getting rid of it. Viratsono Hayalavaro, and really he wants to be a Mavarit. Elosha Chachamim Asru. The Chacham say don't move your chametz. He would rather get rid of the chametz, but he can't. That's not called the Isra Bal Yerba Yimatse, says the Kesef Mishnah. Ella, Dilamar Torah Bal Yerba Yimatse, Ella, Kishe Birshuso Hayalavaro, Ve'ena Mavaro. Avalam Ku Anus, Lo, Vize Anusu. There's no Bal Yerba Yimatse here because this is Bal Yerba Yimatse is passive, and Muksa is active. Intrigue. He could have just said, what does he have to active passive? He could have just said, if you're doing it, mitam onis, mitam the rabbanan, so then we say that you're not violating. He has to add in the element of the rabbanan here is kumvase, the Bal Yerba Yimatse is sheval tase, and this is only nisr of sheval tase, if you're only doing it, if you're only violating it because you want to. But if it's out of your control and you're honest, then you don't violate. It is interesting. The Mabala, the Kesef Mishnah is calling Bal Yerba Yimatse, having it in your house as a sheva al tase, as a sheva al tase. It's a little tricky because usually sheva al tase means the rabbanan have the power to knock out a mitzvah b'sheva al tase. Usually that's because you're supposed to do it, and they tell you not to do a mitzvah zase. That's sheva al tase. And if they tell you to do an avera, that's kum va'ase. Here the avera is b'sheva al tase, so it's a little tricky. And what makes it a little even more tricky is the Tosfos and Yevamos. Tosfos and Yevamos, Daf Tzadi. Right? That's the Gemara about Yesh Kolach B'Yachachamim La'akar Dover Min HaTorah, B'Shev Al Taseh, B'Kum Vaseh. And the Gemara says there that the Rabbanan have the power to knock out a mitzvah B'Shev Al Taseh. Aye, what about Kum Vaseh? That's specifically L'Migdar Milsa, one-time occurrences. They could do it even B'Kum Vaseh. Right? That was Elio Bahar Carmel. It was a one-time occurrence, and he did it B'Kum Vaseh. And, they say Ezra HaSofer, right, he brought karbanos at the time when they were bringing chatos from their intermarriage, when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael and he saw they were all intermarried. Okay, that's kumbase. But ask Tosfos, v'yim tomar, tzadi, amabez, and yavam is very important, Tosfos, sadin betzitzes, the Rabbanan, as we know in the days of the Gemara, they made a gzera, because people were selling fake treles, and people were buying it, and then wearing it with wool strings on a linen garment, and they were violating shatnis, even though they weren't doing the mitzvah, they thought they were, but it wasn't, and asi dochalos asay, so Rabbanan said, linen garments, no tzitzes. Even if it has four corners, the Rabbanan said, if you wear a four-cornered linen garment, there's no tzitzit. They knocked out the mitzvah of tzitzit on four-cornered garments. But one second, putting on a four-cornered garment without putting tzitzit on it, isn't that a kumvaseh? That's the question of Tosfos. How could the Rabbanan do that? It wasn't a one-time thing, a migdar milsa. This was a gzera for a long time. The Yishlomer Tosfos says, no, that's considered shev al taseh. Why? Because when is the mitzvah of tzitzit? Not putting on tzitzit. Once you have on a four-cornered garment, then there's the mitzvah. That's Tosfos' chiddush. The kusus chamash v'shadu machase b'kfar v'shadu chase b'asvel josh achrina. Fine. So therefore, it is shev al taseh. Wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzit is an aver b'shev al taseh. That's what the Rabbanan did. So then the Gemara, then Tosfos says, but one second. But we know from Maseches Brachos, wearing kilayim and not taking off kilayim in the shuk is considered kumvaseh. That's not shev al taseh. That's in the Kavod Abriyah Sugya on Daf Yitesam Chaf and Brachos. So not putting on four-cornered garments, not putting on tzitzit on your four-cornered garment is shev al taseh. Wearing shatnez and not taking it off is kumbaseh. Says, yeah, shiny kilayim, the ikr ha-isr b'shas levisha, shalavash b'isr. The ikr shatnez is putting on the shatnez. And therefore, when you don't take it off, it's kilu being mamshich, that original ma'isa. Tzitzit, the mitzvah, is having the tzitzit on. He does leave the b'sarachin at the end because we say l'hisatip b'tzitzis. We say l'hisatip, which sounds like it is the ma'isa. But either way, so tzitzis is considered, wearing a four-corner garment that tzitzis is considered shev al taseh, and not taking off shan, is kumbase. So what is Bal Yerba Yimatse about? The Kesef Mishnah puts Bal Yerba Yimatse with tzitzis, and not with shatnez. which is interesting because it's the Avera. So you might have thought it goes with Shatnez and not with Tzitzis, but again, it's not the Asira, but it is interesting that he calls not getting rid of your Chametz a Sheva Al Tase, as we see from that Gemara and from that Tosfos. It's not so simple that it's not just active-passive. Right, there's depth to it. Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovetz Kudros Devei Sofrim in Siman Gimel, he has three Chakiras about Sheva Tatzik Lumaseh, and he says they're all totally on each other. But that's the fourth shot of our Gemara. Right, again, why can't you burn it? What about Mitoch? Number one, there's no Tzarech, Lamarim Chalava. Number two, you're ready to Bittel, so therefore you're not going to violate anyway. Number three, the Ritva, it's a mitzvah shalom bismana. Number four, Tosas and Ksubis, Muksa. And the Kesem Mishnah explains, what do you mean Muksa? Muksa, up to Bayer Rabbi Yimadze? Yeah, but there's no Bayer Rabbi in that case. Just the fifth pshat, just to mention, Rabbeinu Manoach. The Kesem Mishnah calls Rabbeinu Manoach, but we have Rabbeinu Manoach in the Frankel Rambam's also. Rabbeinu Manoach says, because he asked the question, not as, why don't you say mitoch? He says, why don't you say asi docha lo saseh? The asay of burning your chametz should be docha the lo saseh of muksa. So he says, it's not be'idzna. It's not be'idzna. We know Asi Dochalosa say is only done when it's at the same time, simultaneity. But here, you're going to pick up the chametz, and you're going to walk with it, and then go burn it. So you can do the los asay, so to speak, before the asay. That's why you can't say it. That also is beferish against the Me'iri. The Me'iri here has a dea that, no, if you would be able, if you weren't mevatel it, you can take it out and burn it on chametz. Aye, what about the Isra Muksa? He says, no, carrying it out is the beginning. That is be'idna. Carrying it out is the beginning of Sreifa. It's not like, he says, if there's a shofar stuck under rocks, you can't uncover the rocks, move the rocks to get to the shofar. There, that's not be'idna. There, that's the Isra before. But here, carrying out the chametz to burn, that's the beginning of the Maisa Sreifa, and therefore it would be okay. That's a big sugya. Be'idna, how do you find be'idna? But this is the sugya of finding chametz on Pesach. Have a great day.